Good morning. It's 7 o'clock on Monday the 2nd of November. This is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Mary Wilson and Gavin Jennings.
Between now and 9 o'clock, accused of hiding behind lame excuses, Taoiseach the Leo Varadkar under pressure over doctor agreement leak. Pulling out all stops on the final day of campaigning in the US election. Pheasant shooting season, another casualty of the COVID-19 restrictions. And we'll remember Robert Bob Fisk, veteran journalist and commentator on Middle East affairs, who has died.
Ryanair loses €197 million in the first half of its financial year as the pandemic takes its toll. We'll talk to the company's chief financial officer.
And in sport, all this morning's headlines on the way, and coming up after 8:30, I'll be joined by the GAA president John Horn for the hurling qualifier draw.
We're with you till nine. The news is read by Brian Jennings.
Health authorities have urged people not to drop their guard as the number of new cases of COVID-19 has remained below 1,000 for the last 7 days. The Department of Health announced 2 deaths and 552 new cases last night. As schools reopen this morning after the midterm break, the chief executive of the HSE, Paul Reid, has assured parents, teachers and principals that there is a low rate of incidence of COVID-19 in schools. He said additional resources would be provided this week that would enhance the services and supports available to them. Our correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.
The daily number of new cases of COVID-19 has been lower than 1,000 each day since Sunday, the 25th of October, when 1,025 cases were announced. The latest figure is just over half that total. The 14-day incidence rate of the disease has decreased along with the positivity rate. There has also been a drop in the number of close contacts reported by confirmed cases. But the HSC has reiterated that it is too early to say these positive signs are an ongoing trend, and GPs have warned people not to let their guard down. Health authorities remain concerned that the virus may flare up again, as happened in Dublin not long after Level 3 restrictions were introduced.
The Director General of the World Health Organization is self-isolating after being identified as a close contact of someone who tested positive for coronavirus. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who's 55, said he was well and without symptoms, and he was working from home. It's the final day of campaigning ahead of polling day tomorrow in the US presidential election, with both candidates holding a series of rallies today in key swing states. Joe Biden maintains a strong lead over Donald Trump in the national opinion polls, but the race is much tighter in some of the battleground states that will decide the election. Our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
More than 90 million Americans have already cast their ballots, but today the candidates will make their final push for votes ahead of polling day. Tomorrow, U.S. President Donald Trump will hold rallies in the swing states of North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. The Democratic candidate Joe Biden will also be in Pennsylvania, a reminder that this election could come down to that one state. We're not expecting a clear result from there on election night, however, with mail-in ballots being accepted and counted for days after polling day. Yesterday, Donald Trump said that not knowing the results on election night was a terrible thing, but he denied media reports that he may be planning to prematurely declare victory before all the votes are counted. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, Washington.
Opposition parties have intensified their criticism of the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar over his sharing of a document on the new GP contract in April 2019. Mr. Varadkar is due to give a statement in the Dáil tomorrow over his decision to share a confidential document agreed between the government and the Irish Medical Organisation with a rival GP organisation. In a statement at the weekend, the Taoiseach conceded that doing so through what he termed an informal communication channel was not best practice. However, he described allegations that he had breached laws and protocols as grossly defamatory and inaccurate. More than 80 people are now confirmed dead following Friday's powerful earthquake, which struck western Turkey and parts of Greece. Almost 1,000 people were injured. The Turkish authorities said 79 people lost their lives in the country's third largest city, Izmir. two teenagers died on the Greek island of Samos. As search and rescue efforts continue, Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Authority said more than 3,500 tents and 13,000 beds have been supplied to provide temporary shelter for those who are homeless. 200 jobs are to be created in Galway by a US firm that provides communication software to hundreds of international companies. Diligent Corporation specialises in secure end-to-end corporate government software. The positions will be filled in the coming months. And now the weather.
RT Radio 1 weather with Ulster Bank. Thinking of switching your mortgage? The Ulster Bank mortgage team are available to talk. Hail, rain or shine.
Cool and blustery today with widespread heavy showers with risks of hail and isolated thunderstorms. Cloudy in the north with showers merging to longer spells of rain but bright spells further south. Highest temperatures 8 to 11 degrees. There's a warning that westerly winds will reach gale force or higher at times today on Irish coastal waters from Wicklow Head to Roaches Point to Slinehead and on the Irish Sea.
RTE Radio 1 Traffic and Travel with the all-new Hyundai Tucson. Our best has got even better for 2021. On view at Hyundai.ie.
The latest travel news from the AA. Well, only essential journeys should be made this week under the current government restrictions, so don't travel more than 5 kilometres from home otherwise. If you do have to travel, caution is advised this morning as roads are wet in many places, so slow down and allow more room to brake if driving. In Mayo, the Belmullet to Blacksod Road remains closed until later this morning. That was due to the weather conditions over the weekend. In County Down, the A1 is closed southbound this morning, just south of Lisburn at Hillsborough, following a serious collision, so use an alternative route there. And in Kildare, the ongoing works in Naas start a new phase today. A small stretch of the New Bridge Road will be closed at Jigginstown with diversions in place. Lauren Behan, AA Roadwatch.
Thanks, Lauren. 7 minutes past seven. Sinead Egan is here with It Says in the Papers.
Martin urged to speak out over Taoiseach is the lead story for the Irish Examiner this morning, with Aoife Moore and Keenan Brennan writing that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin is under pressure from government TDs to condemn the actions of Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who admitted over the weekend that he sent a confidential government contract negotiated with the Irish Medical Organisation to the head of a rival GP group, Dr Matthew O'Toole, who was president of the National Association of General Practitioners at the time. The article describes how Fianna Fáil TDs are said to be furious that Mr Martin did not himself release a statement even after the Taoiseach admitted he had sent the contract to Dr O'Toole and admitted it was not best practice. The controversy gets extensive coverage across the papers this morning, with the Irish Daily Mail front page saying that the Greens are to keep the pressure on leaky Varadkar. Analysis pieces in the Irish Times and in the Irish Independent both predict that Leo Varadkar will survive the controversy. On page 10 of the Irish Independent, Senan Maloney writes that the Taoiseach's reputation is diminished and possibly permanently dented today, although he will surely survive the coming dull fuss over the details of the issue at hand. While in the Irish Times, Pat Leahy describes how part of politics always takes place in the shadows, and Leo Varadkar has been an able and enthusiastic practitioner of those arts. There is further coverage on the front page of the Irish News of the COVID-19 grant story, which has seen 4 Sinn Féin resignations. John Manley writes that according to the party, the Sinn Féin MLA Melissa McHugh is not a signatory to the account which received £10,000 under the scheme to help struggling businesses. Seema's final calls may hold key is the lead story for the Irish Daily Star this morning, with chief reporter Paul Healy writing inside on page 4 that Gardaí investigating the deaths of Seema Banu and her 2 children are set to examine the final calls made by the 37-year-old mum to her family in India. Her devastated parents are planning to speak to Garda officers in the coming days. There is coverage of the build-up to tomorrow's US general election across the papers this morning, with Suzanne Lynch writing on the Irish Times front page of plans for both candidates to blitz swing states, including Mr. Trump's planned rally for Joe Biden's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, amid signs that Mr. Biden's lead in the polls in the crucial battleground state is narrowing. Finally, the death yesterday of the veteran journalist and author Robert Fisk is on the front page of the Examiner and features across the papers this morning. Mr. Fisk lived in Dalkey in South Dublin and had become an Irish citizen. And in a tribute to him, President Michael D. Higgins said that his Irish citizenship meant a great deal to him, and his influence on young practitioners in journalism and political writing was attested by the huge audiences which attended the occasions on which he spoke in Ireland.
Sinead, thank you. It's 10 minutes past seven. After the break, Paul Cunningham on Troubles for Leo Varadkar.
All it takes is a spark. The spark of hope inside us can spread like wildfire. A spark of brilliance can light up your year. And one spark of magic can ignite your whole county. This will be a championship like no other.
History, you're seeing on RT2.
A winter blazing with possibility and potential.
It's over the bar.
Every county is ready to fire. All it takes is a spark. Feel the spark. The GAA Championships this winter with RT Sport.
Grant has been providing reliable, efficient and affordable home heating technology for over